up a couple of praises to the Lord. Continue to praise the Lord with a little call and response scripture reading. So if I can get that scripture passage up here. Mark is going to read that first passage, and then when he's done, you'll read along with the underlined portion.
Who among the gods is like you, Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders?
Among the gods, there is none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing.
There is no one like you. There is none.
will build my life upon you. And I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation, and I will put my trust in you. And I will not be shaken, and I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation, and I will put my trust in you. Beside you, open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me.
Yes, Lord, there is truly no one like you. That is why we choose to fix our eyes on you, Jesus. That's why we choose to praise you. And so, Lord, we ask that even this morning, you would open our eyes to more of your glory, to more of your splendor. May it increase our faith. It lead us in boldness to walk according to your will. So, Lord, just lead us deeper into your presence this morning and align our hearts with yours. We pray this in Jesus' beautiful, wonderful name. Amen.
Amen. And if you are able, if you would remain standing, if you have a Bible, open to Matthew chapter 18. And as you would open there, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for children's church as we bless the children as they go to their time. As we would look together, Matthew chapter 18, verses 7 through 9 and 15 through 20. Jesus says this: "Woe to the world for temptations to sin. For it's necessary that temptations come, but woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. And if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to enter a life crippled or lame than with two hands or two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It's better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire. Verse 15, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let them be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word. Thank you for remaining standing. You may